this morning to come here to worship the true and living God together.
是我们感谢赞美主，使我们大家可以今天早上来聚集在这里来敬拜神。
This morning I'd like to share with you the servant's feet.
所以今天要与大家分享的题目是仆人的脚。
Let's turn the book Exodus.
我们请翻开出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 21.
出埃及记第21章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Exodus chapter 21, verse 2.
出埃及记第二章第二十一章第二节。
Exodus chapter 21, verse 2.
出埃及记第21章第2节。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free and pay nothing.
第二节，你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你6年，第7年他可以自由白白的出去。
So after God gave the chosen people the Ten Commandments,
所以当神给这些选民这个十条诫命之后,
He also gave them the law concerning servants.
神也给他们关于这个仆人的这个律例典章。
So here in verse 2 says, if you buy a Hebrew servant,
所以第二节谈到说, 你若买希伯来人作为奴仆,
He shall serve 6 years.
他必服侍你6年。
But in the seventh year,
在第7年,
He shall go out free and pay nothing.
他可以自由白白的去。
So what does this mean?
这什么意思呢?
As a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ,
作为耶稣基督的这个仆人,
we must have the right mentality.
我们必须有一个正确的想法。
In other words, when we are serving our Lord Jesus Christ,
那就是意味着当我们来侍奉神,
this is a free will offering.
那是我们自愿的。
If we serve God because we are forced,
如果我们侍奉神是因为我们被逼的话,
then our servitude will not become as beautiful.
这样我们的侍奉不会变成美丽。
Just like the servant.
就好比这仆人一样。
But look at in verse 5.
但是我们看第五节。
But if the servant plainly say, I love my master, my wife, my children, I will not go out free.
倘若奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿自由出去。
And then in verse 6,
第六节,
then his master shall bring him to the judges, he shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
第六节, 他的主人就要带他到审判官那里, 要带他们到门前靠着门框, 用锤子穿他的耳朵, 他就永远
So this servant maybe served his master for 6 years.
所以这个奴仆可能服侍他的主人6年。
And maybe all these 6 years, he really don't want to serve his master.
可能这6年呢，他并不愿意来侍奉他的主人。
But now in the 7 years, he can go out free.
所以在第7年呢，他可以自由白白的去。
And he does not need to pay anything.
他也不需要还什么债。
But if the servant truly understands his masters,
但是如果这个仆人完全的了解他的主人,
because after serving his master for 6 years, he should know if his master is good or not.
因为他服侍了他的主人6年, 他应该了解他的主人是一个好人或者是个坏人。
But if that servant truly loves his master,
但是如果这个奴仆真的爱他的主人,
love his wife,
爱他的妻子,
love his children,
爱他的儿女,
then he will not go out.
他就不会离去。
Even though he has a choice to go out,
即使他有这个选择可以离去,
but he won't go out.
但是他必不离去。
And because of this, then he must make a covenant between him and his master.
就因此他必须和他的主人立个约。
And then his master will bring him to the door, to the doorpost.
然后他的主人就会带他到这个门框前。
And then pierce his ear with an awl.
然后用这个锤子穿他的耳朵。
That is a covenant that he will serve the master forever.
那就是 他跟他主人立了一个约，他永远会服侍他的主人。
When we look at us nowadays,
如果我们今天看我们自己,
look at our full-time ministers in TJC,
我们看我们这耶稣教会的这些全职圣职人员,
why do we serve God?
为什么我们侍奉神呢?
Is it because of money that motivates us?
是因为这些钱财吗?
I don't think so, right?
其实不是。
Is it the fame that we have in church that's why we serve God?
是在教会里面有某种地位，我们就因此而来侍奉神吗？
I don't think so.
也不是。
So why do we serve God?
为什么我们要侍奉神呢？
Just like the servant.
就好像这里所说的这个奴仆。
Because we love our master.
因为我们爱我们的主人。
This is what motivates us to serve God.
这就是让我们侍奉神的推动力。
Not only that, we also love our family.
不单如此, 我们也爱我们的家人。
No, when you and I truly serve God,
当你和我来真正的来侍奉神,
God will not only bless us, but He also bless our whole family.
神不单单祝福我们，也祝福我们整家人。
Just like every single one of us.
就好比我们在座的每一个人。
Every Sabbath day.
每一个星期，每一个安息日。
No one is forced to come here to worship God.
没有一个人被逼的来聚会。
But because we motivate by love.
但是我们因为爱而激励我们。
The love that our Lord Jesus Christ had pinned on the cross for you and I.
就是这个爱呢，是神在十字架上为我们而死的。
That's why we are here.
所以我们就在这里。
If we don't come here because of love,
如果我们没有来这里，不是因着爱而来聚会的话，
then every Sabbath day we can come late, we can do whatever we want.
所以每个安息日我们可以迟到或者做我们所想要做的事情。
Why? Because we just feel, you know.We just feel that, you know, coming here is just like a routine, or just like that we have to do, a thing that we have to do.
所以因为我们会觉得当我们来聚会呢，是变成这个公司一个公司一样。
But when was the last time that you and I feel that we can't wait to get up early in the morning and come to church?
我们上一次是何时感觉到我们来聚会是我们非常想来聚会。
To be here to listen to the word of God.
我们来这里是为了要听神的话。
To be here to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
来这里是为了跟弟兄姐妹来团契。
If you and I never feel like that.
如果你和我没有这样的一个意愿。
This means our love toward God is very shallow.
那就在意味着我们与神的这个关系非常的浅。
You know, when I, before I came to Christ.
当我还没相信耶稣基督之前。
Every single weekend I always wait for Friday, right?
每一个星期我都在等待着这个周末。
Friday night and Saturday night, my buddy used to go out dancing, right?
所以星期五晚上、星期六晚上，我和我的朋友都会去跳舞。
So before I came to Christ, that's what I was looking forward to.
所以我还没有来相信基督之前，我都是向往这星期五、星期六晚上。
But after I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
但我来了，相信了耶稣基督。
I mean, Joe know, right? We've been friends for a long time.
所以 Joe 也知道我和他已经好朋友好。
After we came to know Jesus Christ,
当我们来相信了耶稣基督。
I couldn't work to get out of work so I can come to have Bible study with brothers and sisters.
所以我很在我工作当中我。迫不及待的要来参加这个查经。
And on Saturday morning,
星期六早上
，I usually go up to pick all the, you know, the young sisters and brothers I can bring them to church.
我会到去接送一些弟兄姐妹来聚会。
Even though I have to get up very early in the morning,
即使我早上要很早的起来。
But really, I couldn't wait to get up and pick brothers and sisters go and worship God.
但是我迫不及待的是想到去接送这些弟兄姐妹到聚会来在教会来聚会。
Because at time inside my heart, I love God so much.
因为当时在我心里我。
And I love his people very much.
我也非常爱他的选民。
So I can't wait really to worship God.
所以我迫不及待的来聚会。
Even one time, right?
甚至有一次。
One of the sisters borrowed my car to learn how to drive.
所以有一个姐妹呢，她借了我的车去学习如何开车。
And I, you know, she's from Taiwan, right? She's so used to put on the emergency brake every time she parked, right?
所以她是因为她是台湾人，所以她通常停了车，她会把刹车拉起来。
But why did you drive my car?
为什么我让他开我的车？
They forget to put the emergency brake off, right?
他忘记把这个这刹车放下去。
So this time they drive with my car with the emergency brake on, right?
所以他们就到处的开我的车，但是忘记把刹车放
下去。So one Sabbath morning,
有一个星期六早上
，I picked like four or five, you know, brothers and sisters go to church.
所以我接送了四五个弟兄姐妹到教会去。
Because during that time the brake pad also worn out already, right? You know, it worn out a lot already.
因为当时这个车的这个刹车已经被用尽了。
Of course, the car was going a little slow, but I thought it had five, six people in my car. That's why it's going a little slow.
所以当时我在这四五个人，我觉得车有点慢，但是我就以为这因为车比较重，所以。
But as I was driving, I smelled something burning, right?
当我在开车的时候，我闻到一些烧焦的味道。
And I looked in my rearview mirror.
我看我的后镜。
And the back of my tire was on fire.Was on fire.
然后我的这个后轮胎已经在起火。
So, I pulled over, and then the time was snowy, right? So all the brothers and sisters came out, get all the snow, put on the fire like that, right?
所以因为当时是在下雪，所以我停在路旁，这些弟兄姐妹就拿路旁的这些雪就放在就是要灭火。
But during that time, I should have been in a very bad mood, right?
所以当时呢，我应该的心情应该是非常。暴躁的
But I was so joyful.
但是我非常的喜乐
Because it's Sabbath.
因为星期、right? 这是安息日
Even though my car is caught on fire.
即使我的车起火了
But our brothers and sisters there to help to put out the fire.
但是我的弟兄姐妹呢、right? 却在一旁帮忙灭火
Because that day is a Sabbath day. No matter what, nothing can go wrong.、Right?
因为那一天是安息日没有什么大事情会没有什么事情会 会有什么问题。
That is the feeling that you and I should have.
那就是你和我
必须有这个。When we come to Sabbath,
这个感情让我们来聚会的时候。If we drag our feet, 如果我们要拖着我们的脚。
This means our Sabbath is not very joyful.
就代表着我们的来安息的守安息日不是很愉快。如果我们来聚会。
And we can't wait for 1 hour to get over, be over.
我们迫不及我们在等这一个小时可以过去。
This means we don't come here with a willing heart.
那就是意味着我们没有有一个很愿意的心来聚会。
And the reason we serve God.
我们来侍奉神。
Not because we serve Him during the 7 years that we can be out and free. Not that we can serve Him.Just like willingly, right? We already have the opportunity to go out for free.
So 我们侍奉神是不是为了我们七年后我们就可以白白的离去？
But if you always feel the burden,
但是我们是如果我们常常感觉到这个重担，
we serve Him only just like the first 6 years as God's servant.
如果我们侍奉神就好像为了只是侍奉这六年。
If love did not compel us to serve God,
如果爱没有激励我们来侍奉神的话，
you and I cannot last.
你和我并不能持久下去。
Let's also turn to Psalm chapter 40.
我们看诗篇第四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40.
诗篇四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40.
诗篇四十篇。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
第六节到第八节。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 to verse 8.
诗篇四十篇到六节到第八节。
Sacrifice an offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened.Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Verse 7.
第七节。
Then I said, Behold, I come in the scroll of the book that is written of me. Verse 8.
第八节。
I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. Here is the prophecy of the servant that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里谈到这里是谈到主耶稣基督。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ,He truly understands the heart of God.
因为耶稣基督真正的了解神
的道。In verse 6 he said,
在第六节他谈到
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
祭物和礼物你都不喜悦。
But say here, my ears you have opened.
你已经开通我的耳。
In the Hebrew word,
在这个希伯来文
this ear that you have opened is exactly just like in chapter 21 that my ears you have pierced is exactly the same thing.
这里谈到这个耳朵呢是在出埃及记第二十一章谈到那个耳朵是同一个字眼。
Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ's heart is to serve God forever.
因为耶稣基督的心态就是要侍奉神永远侍奉神。
But as a servant of God.
他是作为神的奴仆。
He knows sacrifice and offering God did not desire.
他知道祭物和礼物神不喜悦。
And burnt offering and sin offering God did not desire.
燔祭和赎罪祭非他所要。
But what does God desire?
神所要的是什么呢？
Look at verse 8.
第八节。
I delight to do your will, O my God.
我乐意照你的旨意而行。
And your law is within my heart.
你的律法在我心里。
This is so important.
这是非常重要的。
Quite often when you and I serve God.
很多时候当你和我在侍奉神的时候。
Yes, we sacrifice so much of ourselves.
所以我们牺牲我们自己。
But sometimes we neglect to be joyful.
但是我们却忘记了我们没有这个喜悦的心。
Sometimes we neglect to be joyful to do the will of God.
我们缺乏这喜悦的心来做神的旨意。
And sometimes we do not cultivate ourselves.
我们也没有灵修自己。
And God's word is not inside our heart.
而神的这个律法没有在我们心里。
If that is the case,
如果是这样的话，
we are not truly servant of God.
我们并不是真正神的仆人。
Because when we serve God,
因为当我们侍奉神的时候，
the first thing we should do first,
我们所做的第一件事，
that is to be delightful and do the will of God.
那就是乐意的照着神的旨意而行。
In other words, when you and I come to Sabbath,
那就是说当你和我来聚会，
we should be very joyful.
我们应该是非常喜悦
的。We should be very delightful.
我们应该是非常喜悦的。
When you and I kneel down and pray,
当你和我跪在前面祷告，
we should feel very joyful.
我们应该感觉到非常喜悦。
Because praying is communicating with our master.
因为祷告呢是与我们的主人沟通。
But when we lose that kind of feeling,
当我们失去了这种关系的话，
that kind of servitude toward God,
我们失去了这种侍奉神的心，
then we must come back to the basic.
我们必须回到了这个最基本的。
So we must ask ourselves this question.
我们必须问我们这个问题。
Why do we serve God?
我们为何来侍奉神呢？
Most of us, we serve God, we volunteer.
我们大部分的人侍奉神是自愿的。
So let the love of God compel us to serve Him.
所以我们让 神的爱来激励我们来侍奉他。
Only when you and I have this kind of mentality.
因为只要我们只有这一种的思想的话。
Then when we look at our feet.
当我们看我们的这个脚。
And then we will do exactly what God wants us to do.
我们会做神所要我们做的事。
But if we don't have this kind of mentality.
但是如果我们没有这个思想的话。
Even though our Lord Jesus Christ has washed our feet.
即使耶稣基督为我们洗脚。
It does not mean much to us.
对我们来说是没有毫无意义的。
Why? Because our heart is not motivated by His love.
因为我们的心没有被他的爱所激励。
Because the reason our Lord Jesus Christ washed our feet because He loved us so much.
耶稣基督洗我们的脚是因为他非常爱我们。
If we don't serve Him with a willing heart, with a loving heart, then our servitude would not last long.
如果我们侍奉他不是有一个喜悦的心的话，我们的侍奉是不能持久的。
Now when we have this kind of mentality,
那我们有这样的一个思想的话。
Now let's go to John chapter 13.
我们看约翰福音书第十
章。John chapter 13, verse 8.
约翰福音书第十三章第八节。
John chapter 13, verse 8.
约翰福音书第十三章第八节。
Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Yeah, John chapter 13, verse 8. John 13, verse 8, yeah.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你的我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
So after Lord Jesus Christ had the Last Supper with his disciples,
当耶稣基督与他的门徒吃最后的一个晚餐
，and he girded himself just like a servant,
他就到他们面前好比一个仆人。
Then he ready to wash the disciples' feet.
然后他已经准备好自己为门徒洗脚。
But when it comes to Peter,
当他来到彼得的面前
，Peter knows that Jesus is the Son of God.
彼得知道耶稣是神的儿子。
He knows that Jesus is his master.
他知道耶稣是他的主人。
So that's why he said, "You should never wash my feet."
所以彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。
Because in the Jewish tradition,
因为在这个犹太的这个习俗
，there's no master ever washed his disciples' feet.
因为没有一个主人去洗仆人的脚。
But rather, the disciple washed the master's feet.
但其实是仆人洗这个主人的脚。
But why here?
为什么这里却调反过
来呢？ Our Lord Christ wanted to wash his disciples' feet.
为什么耶稣要洗他门徒的脚呢？
Because our Lord Christ wanted them to have part with him.
因为耶稣要他们与神有份。
Because our Lord Christ was compelled by love.
因为耶稣是被爱所激励。
Hey, look at our feet.
如果我们看我们的脚。
No, our feet quite often is very ugly looking, right?
但我们的脚其实看起来很丑。
That's why nowadays many people try to get pedicure, right?
所以很多人就去
to get their feet more beautiful, right? They go do yeah pedicure, right?
就是去做脚。
not only women, but also men have their pedicure too, right?
所以不单女人，男人也是一样。
I mean, really, if you look at our feet, quite often our feet are very ugly.
所以很多时候，当我们看我们的脚呢，它其实很不起眼。
I mean, my feet for sure is very ugly.
我的脚也是看起来也是很不起眼，
I mean,
很丑。
Most of the time in the mainland, we cannot see our brothers and sisters' feet, right? Here in the United States, right?
所以我们在美国，我们是看不到彼此对方的脚。
But if we go to Hawaii,
当我们去到夏威夷的时候
，Because every brother and sister wear flip flops, right?
因为每个弟兄姐妹都穿这个拖鞋。
And when you look at their feet,
当我们看他们的脚的时候
，Wow, their feet are so ugly looking, really.
他们的脚是看起来多么丑。
Especially the brothers,
特别是这弟兄的脚。
Because the Hawaiian culture quite often. When they are young age, they don't wear shoes, right?
因为在夏威夷这习俗呢，他们从小就不怎么穿鞋
子。I mean, they walk bare feet.
他们都是赤着脚来走。
So because of this, their nails all you know fallen off, and their you know feet have all kind of scar, right? But they're ugly looking, right?
所以就因为他们从来不穿鞋子，所以他们脚趾甲就掉光了，或者就是有很多这个疤痕。
But our feet not only ugly looking, sometimes it's very smelly.
我们脚不单只是很丑，而且很臭。
No, when I go to NYTS, right?
当我去的这个青年神训班。
One thing I do not like is sleeping with all the brothers, right?
我不喜欢起弟兄来就寝。
Yeah, really, one year, you know, we slept in the same room about 25 brothers.
所以有一次我与二十五个弟兄啊住在一起。
And the room smells so bad, right?
这个房间呢闻起来好臭。
I mean, the room smells so bad it makes stinky toffee smell good, right? That's how bad it was, right?
所以这个味道 极臭，甚至比臭豆腐还要臭。
So that's why when Peter said, "Do not wash my feet."
所以彼得说，你不能洗我的手。
My feet is the lowest part of my body.
我脚是我全身最卑贱的一。
It's dirty and it's ugly.
是又脏又臭。
And you, as a son of God, you cannot wash my feet.
所以你作为神的儿子，不能洗我的脚。
But just like for us.
但是为了我们。
You and I are made out of dust.
我们都是用尘土而造。
Quite often, our life is smelly and ugly.
我们生活都是又脏又臭。
But our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是耶稣基督
He's willing to kneel down and wash our feet.
他却愿意跪下来来洗我们的脚。
One time there's a sister in Vancouver.
在Vancouver 有一个姐妹。
Before she came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
但她还没有来相信耶稣基督之前。
She was in a Muslim faith.
她是回教徒。
And thank God, God moved her to be baptized.
所以感谢神，神感动她来受洗。
Then when he came back to church,
当她来到教会
，and they had foot washing.
当他们有这个洗脚礼的时候
，and during the time of her foot washing,
在她洗脚礼的当中
，everyone disappeared in the church. Everyone disappeared.
所以每个人都在这个会所面前不见了
，including the workers who were about to wash her feet.
甚至要为他施洗洗脚礼的这个工人也不在。
And when everyone disappeared in church,
当每个人都不见的时候
，she looked down.
她看下去
，and she saw our Lord Jesus Christ.
她看到耶稣基督
kneeling down before her feet,
跪在她的脚前
，washing her feet,
在洗她的脚。
And she was so touched.
所以她非常的感动。
And she started to shed tears.
她开始流眼泪。
And she said to herself, "How can this true and living God?" Wash my ugly feet.
所以他在想说，为什么这个又真又活的神却跪下来为我洗脚呢
？Why?
为何
？Because of love.
因为爱。
So that's why when we think about our feet.
所以当我们想到我们这个脚
，we must be very careful where to bring our feet.
我们必须很谨慎的，我们的脚要踏到哪里去
？Because our feet, after Lord Jesus Christ washed them.
因为当耶稣基督为我们洗脚之后
，it's no longer ordinary feet.
这双脚已经不再是普通的脚。
But this is the feet that's very precious in the eyes of God.
因为这双脚呢，在神的眼中看来是非常贵重的。
You know, as a minister, I washed many feet before.
所以作为一个圣职人员呢，我常常为人洗脚。
Really, when you wash someone's feet, it really humbles you.
所以当你为别人洗脚的时候，你是其实在虚己。
So that's why in chapter 13, verse 14.
所以我们在十三章第十四节看到
，If I then your Lord and teacher wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
In other words, if God washed our feet because of love.
如果神因为爱来洗我们的脚
，We also should live a life to love one another.
我们必须活着一个。彼此相爱的一个生命
，That is a motivation.
这就是我激励我们的一件事。
I remember when I went to Africa one time.
我记得当我有一次去到非洲
，There's about 16 members got baptized.
当时有大概60位信徒接受洗礼。
And during time we came back for foot washing.
所以当我们回来施行洗脚礼的时候。
It's very difficult to get a bucket of water.
当时是非常难很难去拿到一桶水。
If we have to walk over an hour to get a bucket of water.
因为我们必须走一个小时的路程才能拿到一桶水。
And our feet of our brothers and sisters in Africa, they're very dirty.
所以在非洲呢，这些弟兄姐妹的脚是非常脏的。
And the time I was in Kenya.
在当时我在肯亚。
You know, Kenya, many people infected with HIV.
在肯亚呢，很多人都患有艾滋病。
Did that go through my mind when I washed their feet?
当我洗他们的脚的时候，我心里有想他们有艾滋病吗
？What happened? I say, oh, maybe one of the brothers and sisters infected HIV, right?
所以如果这个弟兄或者这个姐妹他当时有这个病毒，我该如何呢
？So before I wash their feet, I should put some kind of gloves on, right?
所以当我洗脚的时候，我应该放一些手套。
Can you imagine? Say, okay, brother, let me put my gloves on, right, before I wash your feet, right?
所以如果你在想，如果我要为某某弟兄洗脚的时候，我却说，哦，你等一下，我先把手套放上去。
Of course, I cannot do that.
当然，我不可能这样做。
If I did that, what kind of love do I have for them?
如果我这样做的话，我对他们有显出爱心吗
？So when we got a bucket of water,
当我们拿到这桶水
，I washed the first person's feet.
我就为第一个。弟兄开始洗脚。
I mean, I really washed them. I mean, I scraped them and washed them, right?
所以我真正的就是真的洗脚，就是刷洗刷他们的脚。
And the bucket of water is black already.
所以那铜水已经变黑了。
And I look at the last brother.
我看着最后一个弟兄。
And I look and say, oh, I'm really sorry, bro. I say to myself, I'm really sorry, bro. Because by the time I get there, the water will be very dirty already.
所以我心里在想，哦，我很对不起最后一个弟兄，因为当我洗到他的时候，那个这铜水已经非常脏了。
But that was the most, you know, really, was the most peaceful and joyful foot washing I ever had.
但是当时是我感觉到我最感觉到非常的高兴的一洗脚礼的一过程。
Because when I was washing their feet during that time,
因为当时当我在洗他们的脚
，I really feel the love of God inside my heart.
我真的感觉到神的爱在我。
And as I was washing their feet, I even shed tears.
当我在洗他们的脚的时候，我不由自主的在流眼泪。
But when I wash brother and sister's feet over here, I never shed tears.
当我为弟兄在美国的弟兄姐妹洗脚的时候，我们不会流眼泪。
Because when we think about, reflect on our faith.
当我们回顾思想，我们
our Lord Jesus Christ tell us here.
Yes, 耶稣基督在我们在这里告诉我们
If He is God,
如果他是神
If He is a Master,
如果他是我们的主人
And if He washes our feet,
如果他为我们
This means He loves us.
那就是意味着他爱我们
Then why we cannot love one another?
那为什么我们不能彼此相爱呢
Actually, to wash someone's feet this means if someone has wronged us, we humble ourselves before them.
如果我们彼此洗脚，就是说，当有人冒犯了我们，我们就要去爱他，然后就
，and to show them love，
然后就把爱就是显出爱。
So now between brothers and sisters，
当我们对弟兄姐妹来说
，we should never ever have a hatred heart inside our hearts。
我们不能彼此有这个恨恶的心。
You know, when I go to Africa, right?
但我去到这个非洲
，because my especially my first trip，
特别是我第一次去非洲。
Because during time I was supposed to meet Pastor Cole at Heathrow Airport in London。
因为当时我必须在英国的这个机场来以扣船到见会合。
So when I arrived there, I was waiting for him for 12 hours already.、Right?
所以我到了那边，我在机场等了他12个小时。
Then when people boarding the airplane,
当这些人在上飞机的时候
，he was not there yet.
他还不在那里。
And it's my first trip. I said to myself, "What am I going to do? Should I go or should I just, you know, stay here?"
所以，因为那是我第一次去非洲，所以我在想说，我是要等客船到来呢，还是我自己去
？Even if I would, you know, if I would go, what would I do? I don't know what to do.、Right?
是，如果我去的话，我应该怎么做？因为我什么都不会。
I'll be lost in Africa.
我可能就在非洲迷失了。
I don't know any brother and sister there because it's my first time.
因为我这是我第一次到非洲，我也不认识那里的弟兄姐妹。
So I waited and waited and waited, right?
所以我在那边等候
，and he's still not there.
他还没到。
Now I'm the last one to board.
所以我是最后一个上飞机的。
So as I was, no, I'm saying, okay, I'm gonna go no matter what, right?
所以我就心里说，我无论如何我都要去。
And all of a sudden, I saw him, right?
所以突然间我看到他
，he's running, right?
他在跑
，to the gate.
他就跑，就跑到这个这个飞机上。
Really, I never so happy to see a man in my life.Right, except for this time.
所以我在我一生当中没有这么高兴的看到一个男人。
So during time when he, you know, ran to, I just want to give him a hug.
所以当时他跑到我面前，我真的很想给他一个拥抱。
Now, of course, I'm a man. I don't want it's embarrassing to hug, right?
所以我当因为我是一个男人，所以我不想在别人面前抱着他，因为我感觉到非常。
I knew he was also very happy to see me too.、Right?
我也知道他当时也是非常高兴的看到我。
And I knew he wanted to give me a hug too, right?
我知道他也当时想给我一个拥抱。
But instead, we just grabbed each other's shoulder and we shook each other. Oh, thank God!Like that, right?
但是当时我们看到彼此的时候，我们就抓着彼此的肩膀来说哦，感谢主。
And then when we go to Africa,
当我们去到非洲
，No, quite often because there's so many places to go.
因为在非洲我们有要去很多地方
，So we have to split up.
所以我们必须要分开。
And really, every time I split up with him,
所以每次我跟他分开的时候
，I feel so sad, right?
我感觉到是非常的沮丧。
Because he's my coworker,
因为他是我的同工。
And for me, when he's leaving me, this means I'm all by myself.
如果他离开我的话，就是说我自己一个人。
So every time we, you know, we separate for one week, for example.
那例如说，当我们分开一个星期的时候
，then we, you know, we designate a place you can rendezvous there, right? So we can meet there.
所以我们决定说，这一个星期后，我们会在某个地方来汇合。
Every time I see him,
每一次我看到他
，I was very joyful.
我是非常的喜悦。
And this is kind of feeling that I think we should all have for our brothers and sisters.
我这个是我们对彼此。 弟兄姐妹的感情所
应该有的爱。So this kind of feeling is so hard to express, so hard to explain.
这种感情呢是非常难叙说出来的。
But you just feel that you care for so one another so much.
但是你那是感觉就是你很非常
在乎另外一个人。And you love each other so much.
而且你非常爱对方。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because we are motivated by love to serve God.
因为我们是因为神的爱激励我们来侍奉他。
Now, one time I went to Africa.
一次我到非洲去。
I heard this story.
我听到这个故事。
So one of the missionaries, one of our pastors, took one of the local workers to eat chicken.
所以有一个，我们有一个圣职人员带着一个弟兄去吃一个鸡。
Quite often our brothers and sisters in Africa, they don't eat chicken very often.
对，我们在非洲的弟兄姐妹其实不常吃。
So when they order fried chicken,
当他们就是点了这个鸡，这炸鸡。
Each of them order two pieces of chicken each.
每一个人会就是点两片鸡肉。
Why the pastor is eating chicken?
当这个传道在吃这个鸡肉的时候。
And he look at the local worker.
他就看这个当地的这个。
He finished chicken already.
他已经把这个鸡肉吃
完了。Including the bones, right?
甚至连骨头也吃了。
And the pastor asked him.What happened to the chicken? You finished the chicken already?
所以这个传道就问他说，你把这鸡肉吃完了吗？
He said no.
他说没有。
I had one piece left.
我还有一片。
And he took out of his pocket, right, wrapping a napkin and show him. Right?
他就从他的口袋拿出一个纸巾来，这包着这个鸡肉。
He said, why you keep a piece of chicken in your pocket?
传道就问他，为什么你就包着把这个鸡肉放在你的口袋里面？
And he said, I have a coworker.
他说我有一个同工。
All his life he never experienced eating chicken.
他一生当中从来没吃过鸡肉。
So I want to bring this piece of chicken and give to him.
所以我要把这块鸡肉给他。
Can you imagine that?
所以我们可以去思想这一点。
How much love this brother has.
所以这个弟兄有多么多的爱。
Because for him he loved his chicken, even eat the bone, but he has enough self-control.Not to eat this last piece of chicken, why? Because he wanted to bring for his fellow workers.
所以他很喜欢吃鸡肉，因为他甚至连骨头也啃下去，但是他却不吃另外一颗鸡肉，为了让这块鸡肉给另外一个同工。
And the pastor was so touched.
所以这个传道是非常的受
感动。And bought him another two pieces of chicken.
多买了两块鸡肉给他。
And this is something that you know you can experience among brothers and sisters.
所以就是我们在弟兄姐妹。当中可以感受到。
That's why after our feet have been washed,
所以当我们的脚被洗之后
，it become very precious,
会变成非常的。
Because it's precious, you and I need to do what is right in the eyes of God.
因为这双水变成非常的宝贵，所以我们必须做神所吩咐我们所做。
That is to love our brothers and sisters.
那就是我们要彼此相爱。
That is always to wash their feet.
那就是常常为他们洗脚。
Not only that,
不单如此,
but look at verse 18.
我们看第十八节,
John chapter 13 verse 18.
约翰福音书第十三章第十八
节, I did not speak concerning all of you. I know what I have, whom I have chosen, but the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me.
第十八节, 我这话不是指着你们众人说的。我知道我所拣选的是谁。现在要应验经上的话说, 同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。
So after our Lord Jesus Christ has washed our feet,
所以当耶稣基督帮我们洗脚之后
，not only we should live a life to love our brothers and sisters,
不单我们要活着一个彼此相爱的一个
，we should also live a life to love God.
我们必须爱我们的神。
So here he knew that Judas can betray him.
在这里，耶稣知道犹大必定会背叛他。
But because of his love,
但是因为他的爱
，he gave Judas the last chance.
他给犹大最后的这个机会
，hoping that he can repent.
希望犹大可以悔改。
By washing his feet,
他就洗犹大的脚。
But Judas,
但是犹大
lift the very feet that Jesus washed to kick our Lord Jesus Christ.
却用这个耶稣基督为他洗过的这双脚来踢耶稣基督。
Now for us as brothers and sisters,
作为弟兄姐妹。
After our Lord Jesus Christ has washed our feet,
当耶稣基督为我们洗脚之后
we no longer should live a life to sin against God.
我们必须不可以用这一个生命来犯罪得罪神。
Because when we sin against him,
当我们犯罪得罪神的时候
we use the very feet that he washed to kick him.
我们用他为我们洗的这个脚来踢他。
That's why many Christians have the wrong concept.
很多基督徒有一个错误的观念。
The concept that when you are saved, you are saved for life.
他们的观念就是当你一次得救你就永远得
救。No matter what kind of sin you commit, God will forgive you.
不管你所犯的什么罪神都会原谅你。
But that is not true.
但是这不是对的。
Look at Paul.
我们看保罗。
He's a great servant of God.
他是神最大的这个仆人。
And he served God for many years.
他也是一生
But he always very afraid to be disqualified.
但是他很长的就怕自己被
He's afraid that one day he will lift his feet to kick our Lord Jesus Christ.
他很害怕有一天他会用他这个脚来踢耶稣基督。
So that's why for you and I.
所以对于你和我,
we don't come to church because of people.
我们不是来教,不是因为人而来,
but because of love of God.
那是因为神的爱。
We don't love our Lord Jesus Christ because someone else tells us to love him.
我们爱神不是因为某某人叫我们来爱神。
The reason we love our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们爱耶稣基督的原因,
because he first loved us.
是因为耶稣基督先爱我们。
Our feet were so dirty and smelly.
我们的脚是多么的脏,多么的臭。
But now it's so precious.
但是却非,现在却非常的宝贵。
Not because of ourselves.
不是因为我们,
but because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是因为我们的耶稣基督。
So now that we live.
现在我们活着,
we no longer live for ourselves.
我们不单单是为了我们自己而活。
We no longer live a life to pick our heel and kick our Lord Jesus Christ. No, I always love to share this story. Because this story is a true story. And it truly talks about love. So, you know, after the genocide in Cambodia,
当这个柬埔寨的大屠杀之后,
so 1979, many people escaped from Cambodia and go to Thailand.
所以1979年之后，很多人从柬埔寨移居到泰国。
And the journey takes about 5 to 7 days.
这个路程呢，大概是5到7天。
But many people would die on the roadside.
但是在这个路程当中，很多人会在这个过程当中死去。
Because there are so many landmines.
因为在这个路程呢，中间有很多。
And there also there's many, you know, guerrilla soldiers in the forest.
在这个森林里面也是有很多这些军人。
So even for me, as I journey to Thailand.
所以当我
就是前往这个泰国的这路程, I see many people die on the roadside.
在这个路旁我看到很多人死去。
What is the story of this man?
但是,
this is the story of a man.
这是这个人的故事。
He was on his way to Thailand.
但他去这个泰国的路程当中,
and one time he saw a baby on the roadside.
他在这个路旁呢看到一个小婴孩。
And this baby is half dead already.
这个婴孩呢已经半死不活了。
So he knew that many people saw the same baby.
他也知道很多人看到这个被遗弃的小孩。
But they say themselves most likely not going to make it.
但是很多人路过都说这个小孩子应该撑不过去。
So that's why nobody take this baby with
them. 所以没有人带着这个小孩子。
But this man is not willing to pass his baby.
但是这一个人呢，却不愿意放弃丢弃这个小孩。
Even though the chances for this baby to make it all the way to Thailand is very slim.
因为他要带着这个小孩子到泰国，这个小孩子能存活的几率非常小。
But he took this baby with him.
但是他还是带着这个小孩。
But thank God.
感谢主。
They made it to Thailand.
他们可以，他们。 平安地到了泰国,
and in Thailand, he adopted this baby just like his own son.
然后在泰国呢, 他就收养了这个小孩子, 作为他的儿子。
Then one day, they got sponsored to come to America.
有一次呢, 他们就很幸运地被卷选到来美国。
And this man worked 2-3 jobs to provide for his son.
所以这个人呢, 他每天工作有3份工作, 为了要抚养他的儿子。
Now his son is around 17 years old.
然后他儿子在17岁的时候,
and this time his son is in a gang.
这个孩子呢,
and for many years already caused his father many headaches.
所以在他很多年都为他父亲造成很大的,
and no matter what the father said to him, the son would not listen.
很大的困扰,所以这父亲怎样说的,那儿子都不听。
So one day the son got put in jail again.
所以有一次这儿子呢,被送到这个监狱。
So the father was going to go out and bail him out.
所以这个父亲要去到这个警察局把他保释出来。
But before he went there,
但他还没去之前,
he stopped by a store and bought a whip.
他到了一个商店买了一个藤条。
Then after he picked his son up,
他保释了他的儿子出来。
And then he came back home.
他回到家,
and his father took off his shirt.
他父亲把他的, 衣服拿, 外套脱掉,
and he said to the son,
他跟他儿子说,
son, please take this whip and whip me with it.
他是说, 儿子啊, 你用这个藤条来打我吧。
And the son thought he was kidding.
这孩子以为他在开玩笑。
He said, son, take this whip and whip me with it.
他就说, 儿子啊, 你就拿这个藤条来打我吧。
But the son said, no, I'm not going to do that.
他儿子说, 我不要这样做。
This, and then the father said to the son,
然后父亲就跟儿子说,
when I found you in the jungle,
当我在这个森林里面找到你的时候,
you were half dead. You were half dead.
你已经是半死不活了,
and nobody willing to take you.
没有人愿意来接待你,
but because I love you,
但因为我爱你,
I bring you with me to Thailand.
我带你进入泰国。
And because I love you,
因为我爱你。
I adopt you as my own son.
我就把你收养为我的养子。
And because I love you,
因为我爱你。
I work 2-3 jobs to support you.
我就做了两三份工作为了要抚养你。
But for these last couple years,
但是这近几年,
all you do is cause so much trouble.
你带给我了非常大的困扰。
You give me so much stress.
你给我很大的压力。
You give me so much burden.
你给我很大的负担。
But from now on,
从此以后,
if you want to go out and cause trouble,
如果你要出去来招惹麻烦的时候,
instead of doing that,
你如果你要这样行的话,
just whip me with this whip.
不如你就拿这个藤条来打我。
Because it will hurt less for you to whip me than you go out there and be put in jail all the time.
如果你用这个藤条打我呢, 我感还没有大过于, 你进入监牢这个痛。
So during that time, the son was very touched.
所以当时呢，这个儿子非常的受感动。
This is the first time he understood how much his father loved him.
他第一次了解他父亲有多么的爱他。
And from then on, the son changed his life.
所以从此以后，这个儿子就改变他自己。
Why? For because he was motivated by the love of his father.
他因为被他的父亲的爱所激励。
So just like for us,
就好比我们一样。
As a chosen people of God,
作为神的选民。
In the beginning, you and I have no hope at all.
开始，你和我都没有这个指望。
Because we are full of sin.
因为我们是
And this sin will bring us to everlasting Hades.
这个罪呢,
but because God loves us,
而是因为神爱我们,
He sent His only begotten Son to die for us.
他就拆开了他的独生子,
and through the shedding of His blood,
借着他流的血,
He adopts us as His own Son.
他收养我们作为他的儿子,
now that we are His children,
现在我们作为他的儿子,
we should no longer live a life of sin.
我们不能活着一个有罪的这个生活,
but rather live a life of holiness and righteousness.
我们必须过着一个圣洁的生活。
Because the minute you and I sin,
因为当你和我犯罪的时候,
this is the minute we don't truly love our Father.
那就是我们不真正爱我们的神。
Because the Bible tells us,
因为圣经告诉我们,
every time we sin, we put our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross again.
当我们犯罪得罪神, 我们就是再一次的把耶稣钉在十架上。
Why do you and I want to continue to do that to our Father?
为什么我们要再继续的这样做呢?
So from now on,
所以从此以后,
we must make determination,
我们必须立志,
to live our life to love our brothers and sisters,
来活着一个爱我们弟兄姐妹的一个生活,
to live our life to love our Lord Jesus Christ,
活着一个爱神的一个生活,
that is by not sinning against one another,
那就是不要互相得罪,
and sin against God,
也不要得罪神,
because as a chosen people of God,
因为作为神的选民,
if we live this life and we cannot love our brothers and sisters and love God, then our life is not worth living.
如果我们这个生活不能爱神，也不能爱弟兄姐妹， 这个生活就, 我们这一生就, 枉活了。
May God continue to guide us.
是愿神继续地带领我们。
Make our feet always very precious.
让我们的这双脚 常常的非常的宝贵,
because it has been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他这双脚已经是受耶稣基督的洗。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们起立唱诗。
295A.
295首偈。